Eulalia, Disc 9.
Chapter 29. Mordi, Rangval and Orkwil were strung up by their paws from the limb of a big sycamore which grew at the edge of the camp. Their foot paws barely touched the ground. Four guards, two stoats, a weasel and a fat ferret, lounged against the sycamore trunk. Surprisingly, they had not been beaten or tormented by the Blood Gullet's crew. Vizcar and his vermin were lounging on the other side of the camp clearing, virtually ignoring the three captives. Orkwil muttered to his two friends,
"It was my fault getting caught like that. Sorry, mates."
Rangval winked at him.
"Ah, don't fret about it, Bucko. Sure, it could have happened to any beast. Ain't that right, Mordi, darling?"
The hermaid looked up at a bound paws.
"Right enough, old lad. I didn't spot that confounded fox till the last flipping moment, sneaky blighter."
Orkwil could not keep the tremble out of his voice.
"Oh, I expect they're busy thinking up horrible ways to slay us. What do you think?"
Rangval gritted his teeth angrily.
"Sure, I'd give him a few owl things to think about if I wasn't trussed up like washing on a line."
Mordi agreed with him.
"Indeed, the cowardly rascals. If I was loose enough to get a few punches at him, there'd be teeth fallen like hailstones around this bloomin' camp."
Rangval swung to face Mordi, grinning roguishly.
"Tell you what, let's bait him up a bit, eh?"
Orkwil looked from one to the other, mystified.
"What do you mean, bait him up a bit?"
Rangval danced a little jig on his foot paws.
"You just listen to us, me old mucker. You'll get the hang of it soon enough. Would you like to start the ball, Mordi, darling? Go on, give him plenty."
Shouting so that she could be clearly heard, Mordi began insulting the golden fox and his crew.
"I think they're going to leave us here to die of old age, because they're too jolly scared to fight us."
One of the guards ran in front of Mordi, waving a spear at her.
"Shut up, rabbit, or I'll get ya!"
The hermaid swung forward, kicking him under the chin and laying the guard out flat. Rangval hooted.
"Did you ever see any beast so dim? Ahoy over there! Any other idiot need a good kick? Come on, line up over here and we'll oblige you."
Vizcar Longtooth saw several of his crew rising and pouring at their weapons. He snarled at them.
"Stay where you are! I'm trying to think!"
The small rat, Ferti, piped up indignantly.
"But they're insulting us, Captain! They can't get away with that! Ain't you gonna do nothing?"
Leaning over, Vizcar dealt him a fierce cuff on the ear.
"I'll do something to you if you don't shut up."
The vermin crew were forced to sit glumly, enduring the prisoner's ribald comments. Mordi sang out,
"Oh, Foxy, Foxy, could you come over here, please, while I kick your oversized choppers out?"
Emboldened by the vermin's lack of reprisals, Orkwil chimed in boldly.
"Ha! I'm only little, but I can wallop weasels all day. Come and try your luck with horrible Orkwil."
Rangval broke out into a raucous ditty.
"Oh, the only good vermin is a dead'un, the dear old mother used to say.
She was always putting paid to rats and ferrets when they got in her way. Mar was also very good at skinning weasels. She made all the babies winter coats. And whenever we needed extra blankets, why she'd go and call her two fat stoats.
So the only good vermin is a dead'un, the weasel with the paws turned up.
And they're wonderful for fertilising roses, but you mustn't dig them up. We often had the ferret snouts to play with, a little game that we called Hunt the Snout. And we had a sweeping broom made from a fox's brush
for dusting the parlour out.